Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey guys, I am so excited to do this episode today. So this is a very casual episode. I have basically questions from you guys, very behind the scenes about what it's like working with my husband, Kent, all the good stuff. So let's jump in if you're ready. All right. Now, obviously, if you're watching, you can see Kent is not here. So for the behind guest listeners, if you were so excited thinking he was going to be here, he would never, absolutely never. And I know sometimes, you know, you've seen certain people in this industry, like interview their husband and their spouse comes on, and that is not his personality. I don't think I could pay him any amount of money to show up here and do this. It's just, we're very different, and we'll talk about that. Okay. So we recently went up north here in Wisconsin, about a 4-hour drive to one of our neighbor's cabins. And I was like, perfect. I'm going to interview you the whole way up there and we're going to talk through this. And there was a lot of eye rolling and a lot of, he's just very hesitant. I'm like, listen, I'm just going to tell them what you're going to say. So that's kind of his personality. So anyway, I think the biggest thing that I want to get across here is I'm going to talk about some things before I dive into the Q&A part of it. So the first thing that I want you to understand, because I was excited when I saw how many of you were asking, like, I want to know, we're thinking about it. And it makes me so excited when I see students and people in our community building a business where their spouses can leave their job, that that's even a thing, right? What an amazing opportunity that we're able to not only build a business that provides, you know, an income for our family, but now a sole income for our family. Like, that is something I never, ever dreamed of, right? So anyway, I will tell you this. I am a believer that like anything is possible, right? And I really, really want you to understand that when I want to do something, I ask people who are already doing it, who have done it, who have tried it, and I want to learn from them. You know who I don't want to hear from? People that are just regular people that they both have their own things going on. And like, I could never work with my husband. Here's why. I'm like, okay, I appreciate your feedback, but at the same time, this isn't going to be something I'm going to take and use and then put in my back pocket when you have zero experience, right? You don't come to me because I have zero experience in business. You come to me because I probably have a more successful business or I'm further along in my journey. And you're like, just teach me what I need to know so I can get there faster, right? So that's what I did. Not only did I ask I have a ton of friends that have their spouses, they work together, tons. In fact, the more successful I get, I walk into these rooms and I'm actually sometimes like the odd man out who my husband isn't here, right? And it wasn't that we couldn't have had him quit years ago. He could have, but he didn't want to. He fully enjoyed his job and that was different. So anyway, I want you to know, like, I surrounded myself with the possibility and people showing me it was possible, okay? Then not only that, the biggest thing I had going for me was my parents have worked together my entire life. My grandparents worked together my entire life. I work very closely with my sister. Family business is just so normal to me. And I'm excited that my kids will see that too. I mean, you know, Tanner's 7 and Tegan's 4, and they probably won't remember too much of us not working together throughout their journey as well. So anyway, my husband, in case you don't know, Kent, I'm just going to keep calling him Kent from now on. Kent came from his background. He's been working for the Milwaukee Police Department for the last 12 years and on the SWAT team for, I don't know, definitely I would say like maybe the later half of it. SWAT team, like, I mean, like what you would think of with the SWAT team. And a lot of people don't realize, they're like, well, Milwaukee, like how dangerous is that? Like, he busted down doors. Like, he does warrants, very dangerous, many shootings. I think people are surprised when they hear that, yes, Milwaukee is more dangerous than they realize. So he was in it, like really, really in it. And he loved it. Like, literally was excited. I'll never forget the day that he joined SWAT and he's like, I'm so excited. I have to buy dinner for everybody tonight. I don't know what it was, but it was like, he was like the guy that was going to bust down the door. And because of that, some reason they have to pay for everybody else's dinner. I'm like, wait a minute. So you have the best chance of dying tonight and I have to supply the entire unit with dinner. Something seems very off about this, right? Anyway, I probably have that story wrong, but it was something like that where I'm like, this seems weird. So that's his background. And then before that, so he's been doing that for 12 years. Before that, I don't know, probably like a decade or so, he worked for like this restaurateur here in Milwaukee who was just like a constant like serial entrepreneur opening up all these amazing restaurants. What was really cool was it was funny because he was working for this guy for the longest time, opening up all these different stores and managing them. And I remember I'm like reading a Gary Vee book one day. And in the book, Gary Vee, an entire chapter of the book is talking about Kent's boss and the company he works for. And I remember like running into the bedroom being like, oh my goodness, Gary Vee is literally talking about this Joe and Angie Sorge, who he worked for forever. Like, that's crazy. Like, he's in this amazing person's marketing book. My husband's like, I don't know who Gary Vee is. Like, this means nothing to me, right? So anyway, he worked for somebody. That's kind of a cool background that I didn't even think about till even saying this right now. Like, he worked for somebody pretty amazing that knows marketing, knows what he's doing. And Kent like had very, like a lot of managerial experience. So he was the general manager. He would run payroll, made the schedule. He is definitely like a follower of systems. He's what I would call an operator, like give him something to do and he'll do it. Right. He's not a visionary, which is what I am. Okay. So a little background on our story is he could have quit many years ago, but he didn't want to. He was never ready. And in fact, I would push it a little bit more. I mean, probably, I mean, at least 5-6 years ago, I would bring things up and I would say things and he would get like defensive and almost like maybe it would turn into an argument a little bit, nothing crazy, but like, it was just like, okay, I need to stop pushing it. So I did, I let it go completely. Then out of nowhere, last June 2019, I posted on my Instagram stories. I was at a mastermind in Chicago and I posted on my stories and I was like, you know what? My biggest takeaway is I have to hire an executive assistant. So I drive home like right after that Instagram story. I come home like an hour later and he's like, so how much is the executive assistant position going to pay? Which is a very weird question for him. Like, he has nothing to do with my business. We do not talk about money in the business. Like, it just, we have very separate careers, right? And that's just how we've done it the last 15 years together. So when he asked me that, I'm like, why do you care about how much I'm paying my executive assistant? And he's like, well, maybe I'll want that position. Like, maybe I would do it. And I like laughed thinking, no way, right? And then I realized, okay, he's serious here. And it took me a little bit of time. I'm like, well, listen, first of all, you're not going to be my assistant. Talk about a recipe for disaster. I can't even picture what that would look like. But I'm like, if you really want to work with me, then we can figure this out. Like we can find you a place, right? So we started talking. Now here's the weird thing that I want to share with this. He brought it up. And then I remember like a day or two later being like, so what would you do? Or like, you know how we get excited as an entrepreneur, like figuring this all out. And he was like, whoa, like calm down. You're moving too fast. Almost like I thought of it and I was weirded out. Like, what's going on here? I'm so confused. You said it, right? So it was this weird tension. And I thought maybe he's not ready. So I kind of let it go again. And then I just said to him, listen, if you really think you want to do this, even if it's a year, 2 years out, it would be really nice for me to know so I can plan. Like, I would like to plan 2 years out. And then I think I didn't realize how fast he wanted it because he said, well, I'm thinking maybe like at the end of the year, which was like 6 months from then. Okay. So when I probably said to him like a year or 2 years out, he was thinking, oh, I'm thinking sooner. Right. So all of a sudden I was like, holy cow. I know I'm saying the word like a million times. I apologize. This is my unprofessional prepped podcast. I'm just throwing it at you. But I realized, wow, I've got work to do. It was major pressure for me to start to go, how am I replacing his salary, his benefits, just the security of what it was. So I went into crazy work mode last June. I was like on a mission to figure this out. And I just got really smart with our finances. Now, he wanted me to be able to show him that I could make his income. Okay. So does that make sense? He wanted to see that I could really put that extra amount of money in our bank account from my business before he quit his job. Okay. So if you're like me, and you probably are, sometimes you jump before the net appears, right? In fact, that's kind of how I like to roll. I like to pay for something that feels scary. And I'm like, I don't know where that's coming from, but trust me, I make it happen and I figure it out. And that's kind of what, not that I was going to fully do that, but I had no doubt in my mind that I would make it happen, right? There has been many times that I have paid for a $3,000 contractor or a program that was $3,000 or $4,000 a month or fill in the blank, and I just figure it out. So what would be the difference for somebody like him where, okay, I need to make, and honestly, I was in my head, I was thinking like, I need to make an extra $100,000. Like that's the number that I was thinking of with his salary, with his overtime, with his benefits and insurance. That was the number that I was like, we need that. And I always tell people, it's not that I'm not making good enough money, but we were utilizing his salary. So we were either going to need to go back a few years to our like pre-2019 days of how we were spending money, right? Which we could. We would just have to live a different lifestyle than we were living. And of course, Kent, all of a sudden, this big visionary was like, because I was like, well, we're just going to cut out this and we're going to cut out that and we're going to do this. We're going to be fine. He's like, no. I want to quit, but I don't want to lose our lifestyle. I'm like, oh, okay, great. Well, thank you. Let me just figure this out. And here's the thing, I did. So I'm glad that he pushed me because I was ready to start going backwards. And I'm glad that he didn't let me go that way. So anyway, so I realized like this was going to be a little bit harder because up until this point, I never had him telling me anything to do with money. So if I wanted to jump and let the net appear with a $3,000 a month investment or a $5,000 a month investment, he wasn't involved in it. And now he was involved. He was like, well, where is this paycheck that I'm supposedly going to be getting? Why aren't you paying us extra money if this is supposedly not going to be a problem, right? But I wasn't having that feeling of I needed to do it yet. So I kept investing back in my business. You know, foot traffic right now, we're not even at 5 years yet. We're still a startup. Like I'm still throwing a ton of money back in my business. So even though it from the outside, I'm sure you're figuring out the math and you're like, oh, they're making good money. We are, but I still am throwing it back in to grow the business because there's so much potential there. Okay. So anyway, I'm going to put my light on because I got a little dark here. So anyway, I realized like, ooh, this is going to be different having to talk money with him and all of this. It's just anyway. So we're going to come back to money in just a little bit because that was one of the questions you asked. All right. I know I can go off in so many tangents here and I want to give you everything, but I want to make sure it's somewhat in a nice order. So anyway, we ended up selling one of our rental properties because, you know, I've been preaching like a recession is coming. I'm preparing. So I kind of wanted to clean up a little bit and I wanted to sell more at the top of the market than when it crashes. And I wanted to get rid of this property. So when I got rid of the property, we ended up getting about netting two years of Kent's salary. Okay. So in Kent's mind, that's where the security came from. He was like, oh, okay, we're good, right? We don't need to be bringing in that money. He was confident with that. Whereas for me, I'm thinking, no, I'm still going to do the strategy and I'm still going to figure it out when you come on board, right? So without selling the house and having that, like, I don't know how comfortable he would have felt without that house being sold. That's what I'm going to say, all right? I don't know if he would have done it if I would have really been like, nope, you're going to quit and I'm just going to figure it out next month. I don't know how he would have felt with that. Okay. So anyway, all of a sudden we sell the house, we get this income and he's serious. Like he's telling his sergeant, he's telling his mom. I'm like, these were signs of, whoa, I can't even believe he's spreading this right now. His friends are starting to hear about it. So I was still thinking this wasn't really happening. It took a little while. All right. So anyway, what I want you to see here is these two worlds where he's coming from and what I'm doing are so different. And I wanted him to fully understand the online space. He gets the studio. He's been in the studio with me. I don't want to say with me. I mean, he's been around it, right? He hasn't worked in the studio, but he's been around the studio for 15 years, right? He's been like the handyman and helping, you know, bring stuff in at recitals and he fixes things, but has nothing to do with the actual business structure and things like that, right? But he gets it. He knows how we make money, what it looks like. This online world to him, he thinks is crazy, right? He's like, I don't even get who these people are buying after they see you online and they live in this state or this country. Like, it's crazy to him. So I could see that he was maybe a little skeptical, not skeptical, but just like not fully understanding. So one of the big decisions that I did, and I want to share this with you because I think it was pretty foundational, was I decided that we would go to a business conference together. So right away, he quit at the end of December, like 2 weeks into January. There was a conference called Funnel Hacking Live, which is put on by Russell Brunson and ClickFunnels. We use ClickFunnels, and I thought that it would be a good place for him to hear these stories and see what people are doing and not just hear it from me, right? So if I start to tell him, like, imagine your husband, maybe he's not a believer in any of this yet, and I start to tell him like these crazy amounts of money, how much you can make and what you could be doing, some of these people are not going to believe me, right? They're like thinking I'm crazy. But when I take him and I sit him down in a room with like 5,000 people, and there is speaker after speaker for 4 days straight, 12 hours a day, and he starts to be like thinking, okay, she's not making this up, right? This is definitely, and there are legit people on stage, people he's heard of and people, you know, like the founder of the Quest Bar and Tony Robbins is there. And it starts to click like this really is, she's right. Like she could really do this. So I think that was really, really foundational for us to get him on board of believing the possibility of what we're working for. So I'm super grateful I took him there. I think vision is everything, and it's one of the biggest things you should probably do with somebody, but I think it is different when it's like a really close friend or family member. So letting him hear it from somebody else, I think was super beneficial. So obviously, as we're recording this, we're in COVID, there's not a lot of live events happening. I would still be doing a virtual event, but you guys, you know that virtual is never going to be the same as live. Like there's different components, right? Virtual is still amazing. I'm doing a ton of virtual stuff, but when I can get back to going live, I will go back to going live, right? So anyway, okay. Another thing I want you to think about is I want you to really understand and assess his personality. So first of all, I say his, but if there's husbands listening and wives maybe are coming in, you get what I'm saying. So I would love for you to make them take a personality test. We did a couple of them to understand like who he is and what he likes, right? Over the years, I've made him do all the crazy stuff. So he's done like 5 love languages. He's done Myers-Briggs, like just more and more as they pop up. I'm like, ooh, take this for me, right? The more I can understand him and how he likes to function, the better it's going to be because truly, like he's coming in as an employee, right? So I need, just like I do this for all my other employees, I would need to do this for him too. So don't assume like, oh, you know him, you've been together this long. You know him, but you might not know him in the working role. He may be different at work than he is at home, right? So that was another thing. It was just really understanding that personality, understanding his work style. He has never, ever worked on a computer before, right? I mean, yes, at work, they have computers where they do stuff, but he doesn't work 8 hours a day on a computer, and he never has. So for him to switch from a job where he's active and outside and like doing things and chasing people down to sitting in an office at a desk is definitely different. So I knew that we would have to figure out what those roles would look like to get him eased into it. And in a minute, I'll explain what he actually does for the business. Okay. So anyway, at first I was trying to get him to start his own business. So I was like, listen, we could like do a shooting range and I would help you run it. Like I've been in a shooting range before and I walked in and I was like, oh wow, they need me. They need me bad, right? However, he has zero interest in doing anything on his own. He doesn't want to teach online. Like it's not him, right? He would rather be behind the scenes. So knowing that, I'm like, okay, I knew his personality would not be somebody sitting here today with me on a podcast. Now, if he wanted to share the spotlight and come on the podcast, I'd be cool with that. You should probably ask yourself, if you have somebody that maybe wants to be on camera, wants to be on the podcast, do you want to share the spotlight? Is that going to work for you, right? Is he going to be comfortable with you being the face of this business and working behind the scenes? My husband is, right? So I want you to be thinking about that, okay? Now, what else I know about him is he has a very good work ethic. He is super motivated. He's driven. He's got numerous awards at work, being on the SWAT team, always being promoted and like getting to go to different units and all of that, right? And here's what I'll tell you about this is I needed him to be driven, right? I can't even imagine him coming into this business and being like relaxed and casual and not a worker. Like that just, I mean, it wouldn't fly. And that would be really hard for me. So that's another thing I want you to assess is like, are you already not happy with the work that they're doing at home or the way that they're acting? Because putting that in your business is going to be a whole lot of mess. Like I can't imagine. Okay. People were like, how do you not kill each other? That was like a big one. First of all, our physical setup is we have two separate offices. So we rarely see each other throughout the day. Like right now I'm recording this. He actually just ran to get the kids. It's 5 o'clock. And I was like, you know, I'm going to pop in here and quickly do this. But before then, you guys, he was busy all day. I saw him in the morning for maybe 10 minutes. We talked briefly about, he jumped in here, was like, you have to re-record the podcast ad. It's got the wrong date. And then he left. And then when he gets home in about 15 minutes, we'll hang out the rest of the night, but we don't see each other during the day. Okay. So I think that's a big thing. If you're going to like have the same office and the same like joining desks and you're together all day, that might not work for you. We have never had a relationship where we saw each other a lot. I mean, really we've been, in fact, I mean, the first probably what, 12 out of the 15 years? No, actually the first 14 years, he's worked second shift. So we have had opposite schedules. I mean, when I say we barely see each other, we barely see each other, right? And that's just the way that our relationship works. But then when we are together, we are together, right? Like we'll hang out and do whatever during that night or on the weekends or have family time, okay? So again, it's like, I'm just looking at like what has worked well for us in our relationship and how do I keep that going? If all of a sudden we were together 24/7, we might have major problems, right? So I'm not saying do my schedule. I'm saying assess your schedule and figure out what transition that would look like, okay? Because I don't know that we could just jump all the way into hanging out all day, every day. Maybe we could jump into having lunch every day together, right? Or something like that. So anyway, I also enjoy working alone. So I would never have liked for him to be in my office. I'm introverted. I like to be alone. I like to get things done. I don't like to be interrupted. So for me, that wouldn't have worked that well. Okay. The structure of our business and our family. So what I want you to understand is, and I mean no disrespect to my husband by saying this, but Kent didn't come in to the business as like a 50-50 partner, right? I think a lot of people with the questions I was getting, it was like, how do you guys run this? And how do you guys do that? Like, honestly, this is my business. I am the CEO and I hired Kent as an employee, right? Like he right now is just an employee. Now, obviously, I would love for him to be more involved and eventually one day be a real partner where he wants to do that. That might not ever happen. And I'm okay with that. I'm not tied to him wanting to be 50-50 with me and doing this all day, every day. I don't need that. Okay. Maybe you want that. That's just not something I need. Okay. So maybe the role will get bigger. Maybe it won't. Maybe in a couple of years, he won't work in this business at all. Who knows? Right. Now, what I want you to understand is like in the state of Wisconsin, if we were to get divorced, yeah, he's getting 50% of the business, right? Like, please don't send me your tips on Stacy, just so you know. Yes, I'm fully aware of that. But what I'm saying is we're together with zero plans to get divorced. And in the business right now, I am 100% the owner and the CEO. I am the one making the decisions and making the plans and all of that, right? It would be really confusing for him to come in the business out of nowhere and be like this co-partner and co-owner and be telling everybody what to do when a lot of the team members have been here years longer than him, are more experienced, right? It might be a very big disconnect and there might've been a lot of team trouble of like, well, how is this fair? And why? Like now I'm learning from Kent and he doesn't even know any of this stuff yet. And right, like there could be problems. Now, eventually, he could absolutely step into more of a leadership role and owner role with me. That could happen, but he's going to have to earn that like everybody else, right? And he's going to have to want it like everybody else. He doesn't want that right now, okay? So what does he do? What are his jobs, all right? So Kent's jobs right now are Facebook ads for my studio, so my brick and mortar he runs. He's still learning online. Online is a lot more complicated running Facebook ads than the studio. And we're still experimenting with foot traffic. We don't have as many systems in place as my business that's 18 years old, right? So honestly, I would love for him to kind of become like Michelle's assistant where she's the strategy and the vision of the Facebook ad and he's the guy implementing. Remember, I told you, Kent is not a visionary. So he's not the guy that's going to come up with strategy and this and that. And right. He might be like, oh, I heard Russell in ClickFunnels say this, but he's probably not going to come up with this. I like launch strategy, right? Because that's just not his personality. Okay. So that's kind of where I'm looking to have him head eventually. He does right now build funnels. He is, I always call him like just a handyman. Like he does personal family work. He runs to my studios and fixes things. Like I'm talking big things where we'd have to hire contractors for like lots of money to come out and go on the roof and fix one of our massive AC units, things like that. He works with our rental properties. Like we have a nail salon, a commercial rental property that if there's a problem with their unit, we're responsible as the landlord. He'll go in and fix, like he was drywalling something and things like that. He happens to be handy, which is super helpful. And he likes that kind of stuff. So remember when I said like, he doesn't want to be on a computer 40 hours a day, right? Or 40 hours a week. So these are things that he likes to do. So he likes cutting the grass. He likes snow plowing. We've gotten rid of contractors in our businesses that he is like, listen, we don't need to pay this person this many thousands of dollars to snow plow. I'll get a snow plow and I'll do that this year. So that actually, we never took into consideration how much money he was going to save us. Our house, we were having this cleaning person come every single week. She'd come for 4 hours. She'd clean, she'd organize, she'd put things away. She would do laundry for 4 hours. I mean, like a lot of stuff. And all of a sudden, because he was home and we were having so much more free time, that we were like, she's coming tomorrow and we have nothing for her to do. Like our house is pretty spotless, right? So we actually ended up taking her from 4 days a week, I'm sorry, 4 days a month or once a week to once a month. So again, big savings were happening. And we weren't like, if you're thinking like, well, Stacy, he could be working on something bigger and you could still be paying that person. But remember you guys, he likes doing some of these things. He likes cutting the grass, right? He likes getting outside and doing that. So again, it works for us. He drives the kids to school or daycare, right? So that gives me an additional 45 minutes extra. Now in the beginning, he was driving them to school and picking them up. And I was like, whoa, I never even calculated in my head, like an extra hour here and an extra hour there. I was getting so much more work in that I was able to really produce even more that I wasn't thinking of. Now, since all of this has been happening, I realized I was missing that family time in the car with the kids. So the strategy now is he takes and I pick up. Today was different because he all of a sudden said to me, oh, I need you to do this new ad. And I had to hurry and do it. So I stayed home. He left. And then I'm like, you know, I'm going to record this podcast real quick. So typically I am picking them up. Okay. All right. Oh man, I can't believe how long this podcast is. This is longer than I thought it was going to be. The big question, does he like it? Is he happy? Right. So I wouldn't say this is his dream job. I think the pros outweigh the cons though, right? So, I mean, how many people love their job, right? I don't know that a lot of people do love their job. So I think for what he's doing, like it's working, at least from what I am seeing, right? I was actually really nervous that he was regretting his decision. We knew that we would have 6 months to go back after he quit and he would be able to just resume working as a police officer. That for some reason is how it works. And that's what he was offered. If you want to come back within 6 months, we'll take you back. So I was basically holding my breath for 6 months thinking he's going to go back and he's just going to tell me and it's going to be tomorrow. And that's what's going to happen. Right. And we just recently hit the 6 month mark. And I mean, even the day before I was like, are you going to do it? Are you going to tell me tonight that you're not doing it? And he's like, no, I'm staying. So I think that was really reassuring. So he retired at the end of December. And honestly, I probably wasn't comfortable with how I thought he was feeling until mid-March. Like that was still quite a few months. And here's how I knew. So COVID hit and my studios got shut down. Okay. And I freaked out. I was like scared out of my mind thinking we are going to close. Like this is going to be crazy. And I was like, Kent, you have to go back to work. Like we need that income. We need your security. Like you're the only thing that's secure right now. You got to go back. And he was like, whoa, 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 slow down. I don't even know if I want to go back to work. So I'm not just calling because I was like, call your sergeant right now. Tell him you'll start in 2 weeks. Like, you know me, I'm like, let's do this. Let's go in. And he turned me down. And that felt good. Like even though I was like mad at the moment, like well, how could he not go back to work and save us? Right. I felt so good knowing we really were making the right decision. Like he was actually at least happy enough to say, I don't want to go back. Right. And let me tell you, he became the homeschool parent last quarter of school. and he saved us because I needed to save my businesses, and I needed him to step up, and he did. And that was like, I can't even imagine if he wasn't home. And then think of this too, during Black Lives Matter, wow, like the fact that we dodged him having to not have to go to those riots and be in this dangerous situation. I mean, the police officers in Milwaukee were working. I was hearing his friends talking about like 20-hour shifts. They'd go home for 4 hours. They'd go to sleep. They'd come right back to work after 4 hours, which to me, I can't even believe that's allowed. But, and then work 21 days straight in a row with 0 days off. Okay. And like no notice. If people had vacations, the vacations were getting pulled. And the fact that we dodged that bullet and I don't want to say it that way because that sounds bad. We dodged him having to be involved in it in a dangerous environment. Obviously, the Black Lives Matter movement was still a part of our lives, but not in a way that it would have been if he would have been a police officer. It was a very, very scary time for them as well. And like, we hear obviously the sides of the stories from the police officers of, you know, the cops being all of the things. I'm not even gonna go into detail. I could go on a tangent, okay? So, all right, I wanna keep diving in. So how is it working with all females? So this was actually a question from one of my, hi, you can say hi really quick. So my kiddos just came home. Kent just brought him home. Hi, sweetie. So Caitlin's going to be here in a couple minutes to play. Okay.
Yes. For dinner.
Not for dinner, but you can have a snack later. Okay. Let me finish recording this really fast. Okay.
Okay. Bye, mama.
All right. Love you. I'll see you in 1 second. Not on the couch. Could you shut that door behind you when you put that as a snack? Oh, on that couch? Go for it. You can eat on that couch. Okay. So how is it working with all females? So one of my team members asked me that. So first of all, he was like, well, it's not like I hang out with you all day long. Like I see you guys once in a while, right? So my team was like, how is it working with all of us? And he actually said it really isn't that bad, that he only sees them once in a while. You know, he talks to certain people and he gets on with his day. So that was not something that bugged him. And he is the only male team member. We have male contractors, but not actual male employees that are on our team. We see every week. He's the only guy on our team calls. Okay. So anyway, how did you decide which tasks he does and you do? So going back to what I had said before, these are questions again that are popping up in our feed that we asked. So it's not like we're co-running the business together. So really it's more of like a boss employee relationship. So, and I'm not his boss. So I have somebody that is managing him that is telling him, okay, do this or do that. So Michelle is really Kent's boss, right? So, I'm not the one really telling him what to do, but yes, sometimes I do get involved. I'm like, hey, could you do this for me? He is my podcast editor. Oh, I didn't say that in his roles. He is the podcast editor, which was a huge role that he took on. And to be able to say to him like, hey, I just recorded this. Could you get this up and running by tomorrow or in an hour? That's pretty cool to be able to do it that quickly too. So that's a big role that he plays as podcast editor. Okay. So anyway, like I said, it is more of like Michelle telling him what to do and having him a part of the growth department. Okay. What surprised you both about working together, good and bad? So one of the things that I couldn't think of this at first, and then this, I remembered this. One day he said to me, I only worked 4 hours today. And he was acting like, I think in his head, I think he was thinking, but I didn't hit eight, right? Because in his world, he clocks in and he clocks out for 8 hours minimum, right? Sometimes he was, like I just said, his friends were working 20 hours, right? So that was his norm. So I had to explain to him, like, I'm like, did you do everything? And he said, yeah. I'm like, well, then you're done. Like, if you did your work for the day, then you are done. And he gets to do that as one of the perks of, yes, he's an employee, but being an employee, really being a partner, right, in the business. Because obviously I'm not saying that to other employees who are contracted for 10 hours a week or 20 hours a week. But yes, that is one of his luxuries. He's got a list of things to do. And when they're done, he's good. So that I would say that was probably the biggest surprise. And I didn't realize that. I was like, oh, he thinks he should be doing something more and I don't need him to do anything more, right? So I don't even work 8 hours most of the days. I'm recording this at 5 only because I said he ran somewhere. I'm like, oh, I'll just do this real fast, thinking it was a short podcast and it's clearly not. I'm usually working like 9 to 3. So I don't even think we were comprehending, like I wasn't hitting 8 hours a day. So how would he hit 8 hours a day, right? Okay. How do your work routines compare contrast? We are so different. I mean, we are just night and day different. Just like all of your employees are different and there's pros and cons and what they like. I have a very different personality than he does. So I want to be in my office and bang it out from 9 to 3 and get out of here, right? Versus with him, he can pop in or pop out or like go somewhere in the morning and do something and then come back later. I'm not as relaxed, right? But we just have different personalities that way. Okay. Are there ever decisions that have to be made that you're both not on the same page? No, because like I said, I am the CEO. In my personal, in our family life, then yes, we're 50-50, right? But in business, that's not how it works, okay? Okay, somebody says, can we have a special couples laser coaching? My husband and I would love that. My husband would. Your husband might love that. My husband, not so much. Like I said, he's a behind the scenes guy. So you're probably not going to see much more than pictures and me posting on Instagram and him not really noticing I'm posting about him. Okay. Who takes care of the kids in summer and COVID at different parts of the day? What does your childcare look like? So it's different, right? So before, let's say March, Tegan was going to school preschool, one day a week, full daycare. And he was like sending her to my mom's half a day. Like, so we had a couple like days to ourselves to get work done, right? Then COVID happened and they were home. We really did quarantine ourselves without seeing anybody, including my family, for I think at least a month, maybe longer, maybe 2 months, I think. And that was taxing. So he was kind of playing the role of homeschool teacher, Mr. Mom, which is not where he wants to be at all. And I could tell like it was stressing him out. And then he felt guilty because I'd work all day and then I would wrap up and they would immediately come by me. And it was like, I had to transition to mom mode and I had zero time to myself. So he felt guilty. I felt guilty. It was hard. We discussed, you know, going back this year, my children are now in kindergarten full day and second grade. So it's different because they're going full time, right? They're going to school in person as of now. So we aren't going to have to worry about that. We're going to have 5 days to ourselves. Now, that's what I say, but who knows with homeschool and what's going to happen with virtual. So will it be different? So if it will be different, I have already said to my mom, we're going to need your help. We can't do this. He doesn't want to do that. I don't want him to have to do that. So we've discussed like, if that's the case, like maybe we would send them to my mom's like one full day. And then like, maybe they would go a half a day, you know, in the afternoon on like a day or two of the week, right? We're going to have to figure this out because we're not going to be able to do this alone. We don't want to have to, we don't want to, right? We're going to figure something out. Tegan. Okay. So, this is why I don't work with kids at home. This doesn't work. Why are they going to go to my mom's? Because I can't do this. Like, there's just no way. So anyway, right now in summer, we actually have been sending them to my mom's 3 to 4 days a week full time, and then they're home the rest of the time. Okay. Spending money. So who decides who's spending them, what you're spending money on? We do not make financial decisions together in the business. We do personally, we do not in the business. So if I want to buy something, like let's say I find this $10,000 program, $25,000 program, you guys, I've spent $50,000 before in my business on a program without consulting him. You might think that's crazy, but I didn't ask him or give him details or need details on his SWAT team and what he was doing there. His work was his work. And trust me, I can guarantee you, I don't know, like 90% of the stories that happen, right? Same thing with him in my business. That is how we have been doing it. That does not mean you should do it that way. I am saying that is what works for us. We trust each other. And I have a proven track record of, yes, I invest big, but it also comes back to me, right? If I was losing money and had credit card debt and we were a hot mess, he probably wouldn't trust me, right? But I started slowly and then working my way up, right? So I don't need his permission to do that. And normally, he wouldn't even have heard about the $50,000 investment until it was like over and it was done and I already did it. Now I might bring it up because he's in this world and he might have heard the pitch and I was like, oh yeah, so I bought it, right? I'm going to ClickFunnels or Funnel Hacking Live and they pitched on stage and then he hears the price tag and then I'm like, so I did buy that. You know, like that's the only way it's coming up. But I'm not like, Kent, what do you think? Can I afford it? No, no, no. Like I am the CEO. And I make decisions for the business. If he ever gets into more of a role than just an employee and has a partnership role in the business, then yes, I will consult him. But we are not in that position right now, okay? I thought this was a funny question that my friend asked. And I, just in case anybody's listening, my friend was like, I don't get it. Like, how are you paying him? Like, where's the money coming from? And it's funny that somebody would even like question that. I'm like, well, you know, the business pays me, right? So the business is just paying him. Like, he is now an employee. And just like I pay all of my employees, we had to make money to pay him, right? So that's pretty much it. So, I hope that answered all your questions. If you like this episode, DM me, tag me on Facebook, tell me your thoughts. I want to hear. And I'll keep sharing more updates if this interests you. If this bored you and you are not interested, I will not do it. But tell me, give me the feedback, let us hear, and I'll go from there. All right, see you next time. Bye, everyone. Hey, before you go, have you considered joining us in our next 30-day boot camp? If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then you will love the Beginner Bootcamp, where we help you build your first marketing funnel in just 30 days, and it's only $97. Hurry and register at stacytushel.com/bootcamp to sign up for our next live bootcamp starting on the 1st.